Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. Thank you so much for joining me. Today's show is in honor of Valentine's Day. All right, and it is episode number 423. And before we get to basically what I did was I went out on the street and I talked to folks about their Valentine and asked them to tell me what it is about their Valentine that makes them smile. And we're also going to open up the phone lines today and you can call in and tell me what it is about your Valentine that makes you smile. All right. Now, if you would like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. The number to call if you want to talk about your Valentine, what it is that makes you smile, 614-459-9769. All right. Oh, and also, past episodes of every show we've ever done, all 422 of them, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. All right, so let's go and listen to my interviews with people about their Valentine.
My name is Desiree. I am 28, and my Valentine would be my boo, my boyfriend. And the reason he makes me smile is because he's so sweet and his smile makes me smile. He's a really pretty smile, straight teeth, white teeth, which I love. And he is a really good cook, so I'm hoping he's planning on cooking me a nice meal that day. That would make me smile.
It's your boo. What's his name again?
Vinny.
Okay, Vinny, if you're listening, she wants dinner tonight.
Yes, make me a good meal.
What should he make? What's your favorite?
I love spaghetti, any Italian or Mexican food.
Oh, you can live on love and spaghetti. I think I've heard somebody say that.
Yeah, I agree. That's a good idea.
All right, thanks. All right, so what's your name?
Diane.
Okay, Diane, tell me about your Valentine. Who's your Valentine and how do they make you smile?
My Valentine, I have two actually. One is my husband, Ted, of 42 years. He's very funny and he makes me laugh all the time. And I have a new grandbaby, Kendall, and her just childish child joy is just something to see.
Cool. So your husband, Ted, he makes you laugh. Is he funny looking or what?
No, he just has a great sense of humor.
And who does your granddaughter take after?
Me.
Okay, cool. All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
Hi, I'm Thomas. I'm 21 years old. I've been accepted at the Ohio State University College of Dentistry. I'll be starting in the fall in August. My Valentine is my girlfriend, Anne, and she makes me smile because she is very driven just like I am and will be starting physical therapy school here in the fall at Walsh University, so that's exciting. And
cool, actually. So you're going to be a dentist?
Yep, I'm going to be a dentist. I've wanted to be a dentist my whole life, so I'll be starting in August. Looking forward to it.
Great. And your girlfriend, she's a physical therapist now or she's going to become one?
She's going to become one. So she went to John Carroll University undergrad, and now she has been accepted to Walsh University. That's in North Canton. So she'll be starting in August also.
You know, I have a daughter that has a doctor of physical therapy degree. And also, I went to John Carroll one summer to do physics and physics lab so I could graduate early and go to dental school early. Did you know that?
No, I did not. That's cool.
Yeah. I know right where she is.
Yeah. Yeah, she's excited to start, so it's going to be good.
Awesome. Okay. What are you going to get her for Valentine's Day? Hopefully she's not listening.
I'll probably take her out to dinner, and we'll see.
Okay. Awesome. All right, Thomas, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
My name's Tony, and my Valentine's is Single Awareness Day. I will be going out to find my Valentine, probably downtown area or something like that.
Is Single Awareness Day? What's that? I've never heard of that.
Single Awareness Day is the one day a year where everybody who is single is out at a bar because they don't have a Valentine or somebody to go home to or somebody buying them flowers and candies.
Oh, okay. All right.
I did not know that.
Really?
Oh, I get it. That's just something you guys, that's something you, the name you've given it.
Well, that sounds cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what are you guys doing?
We are supporting CASA, which is court-appointed special advocates for our sorority, which is Kappa Alpha Theta.
Okay, okay. I thought it was like Valentine's Day or something.
Oh, well, in support of Valentine's Day, you can go get s'mores or hot chocolate, feel the love.
Okay, I get it, I get it. Well, tell me about your Valentine. You have a Valentine?
I have a boyfriend, yeah.
Okay, and what's his name?
Michael.
Michael, okay. What about Michael makes you smile?
Everything about him.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Best guy on the planet.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Let me ask her.
By the way, that honking that you're hearing is, these girls are holding up signs that said, honk for the love.
What's her name?
She's a twin. Either Mary Claire
or... Oh, she's a twin. Can you tell me about your Valentine?
A non-existent.
You don't have a Valentine?
I have all these best friends.
Okay.
They're my Valentines.
So what about them makes you smile?
These girls are filled with love. We're here raising money for an awesome philanthropy. Makes me feel impassioned.
Awesome, awesome. So people beeping their horn?
Yeah, so that's just for our philanthropy. It's for the kids.
Okay, and then they have s'mores back there?
Yeah, some s'mores and hot chocolate, and we're accepting donations.
Awesome, okay. Hey, can you tell me about your Valentine?
Oh my God, I don't have a Valentine.
You don't have a Valentine?
I don't have a Valentine.
You know, I interviewed somebody earlier, and they said they call it something like Singles Day or something. Or no, what do they call it? Singles Awareness Day.
Sure, works for me.
I guess that's what they call it if you don't have a Valentine.
I guess so. Hey, I'm single. I'm ready to mingle.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 19.
And what's your name?
Maddie.
Maddie. Okay, Maddie. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay,
bye now.
Okay, so what's your name?
Meredith.
And how old are you, Meredith?
I am 19.
19. And tell me about your Valentine.
It's my boyfriend, and he's really great and makes me happy, so I'm excited for Valentine's Day.
What about him makes you smile?
He's really sweet to me. He surprises me with flowers and ice cream sometimes, and is always there for me, so... And he's cute, so that's good.
That sounds perfect. That sounds perfect. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to caller on line one. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, good. What's your name?
My name is Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you? I already said that, didn't I?
That's okay.
Okay. So, hey, tell me, who is your Valentine and what do they do to make you smile?
Well, I have a couple Valentines. My husband, he would be my number one Valentine. He's awesome.
Cool.
He makes me smile every day. His sense of humor is great, and he's very thoughtful, and I can't wait for him to come home every day.
Awesome. You know, I've talked to other people today that said sense of humor was very important to them.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Awesome. And then who's the other one?
I have two little boys. I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, and they're just spectacular.
They just make you smile?
They do. My 5-year-old is constantly hugging me, and he'll yell from across the house and say, "Hey, Mom!" And, you know, sometimes when they say, "Hey, Mom," you're just, "What?" And he'll just say, "I love you." And, you know, they're very happy little guys.
Good. That's very nice. That's great. Hey, well, thank you so much for the call.
Well, thank you.
I really love
your show.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for listening. That's awesome to hear.
Yep.
Well, have a great day.
You too. Happy Valentine's.
Same to you. All right, so let's go to caller on line 4. How are you today?
I'm very good.
Good. What's your name?
Gary.
Hi, Gary. How are you? Are you, well, first of all, are you 50-ish, 40-ish, 60-ish? What are you?
60-ish.
60-ish, okay. And do you have a Valentine that you want to talk about?
Special Valentine this upcoming week. We're actually attending, my wife and I are attending the Denver Dog Show together.
Oh, okay. So so tell me, what about your Valentine, which is your wife? Tell me, what about your Valentine that makes you, what is it that makes you smile?
Every time she walks in the room.
Really? Well, that's cool. So just walking in the room, she just lights up the room?
Yep.
Cool. That's good. How long have you guys been together?
Well, we'll actually be together 16 years, April 2nd.
Okay. Well, congratulations on that. Sounds cool. So you got past the 7-year itch, and I guess you just have to worry about the 17-year itch, huh?
No, I think we're pretty good.
Okay, that's great. Well, hey, thanks for calling in, and you have a wonderful Valentine's Day, and I hope your wife does too.
Okay, you do too. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
All right, so, hey, we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day soon, but before we do, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along. And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, today we are doing a show in honor of what holiday? And it's sometimes referred to as a Hallmark holiday. That's a little hint. Is it A, St. Patrick's Day, B, Valentine's Day, or C, Sweetest Day? All right, now the winner is going to receive free flowers from Weistember Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And the number to call is 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile Radio and Roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
Dr. Kavitko, let's go!
Yeah! Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kavitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kavitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kavitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kavitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kavitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And on the line with us, we have Tiffany, Ronald, Mary, and Wendy. And we rolled a dice over the break, and we selected line one, which is Tiffany. Hi, Tiffany. How are you? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. First of all, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. Do you have the answer to the theme of our show today?
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. I thought by throwing in Sweetest Day, it might throw people for a loop, but you got it.
Yeah.
So, Tiffany, what do you do for a living?
I do home health care.
Oh, okay. Cool. And tell me about your Valentine. What about your Valentine makes you smile?
I have two. Weston is 10 and Jared's 5.
Okay.
And they just, every time I come home from work, they just brighten up my day.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful, isn't it? It's just so cool when your kids are there waiting for you. So, hey, well, thank you so much. And please stay on the line because you're going to get these special flowers from Vice Denver, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, you're very welcome. All right. If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. And we are doing interviews of people, talking to them about what it is about their Valentine that makes them smile. So let's go back to those interviews. All right. So tell me, what's your name?
Alicia.
Alicia, where are you from?
London.
That's where you live?
I live in Los Angeles.
Okay. And you're 20s, 30s?
I'm 29.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. Just,
yeah. January.
Okay. Do you guys celebrate Valentine's Day in London?
We do, actually. It's quite big if you're in a relationship like Lauren.
Yeah. Lauren, here.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
I'm Lauren. I have a boyfriend, but we both work in TV, so he is a sound man, and he's currently traveling for his job, and I'm obviously traveling for my job, so it's a bit of a long-distance one at the moment, which is sad, so I'm spending it with Alicia, and we're going to watch The Bachelor.
Oh.
We're going to eat pizza,
gluten-free.
Watch The Bachelor, gluten-free, yeah. Watch The Bachelor, and you're my...
embrace each other in the wonderful surrogate wifey manner that we've become used to.
And it's funny because we're out here working on a TV show, and we only met 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Seriously?
Met 2 weeks ago. We've spent every single minute of every day together.
The proper girlmans. We're so in love.
We're a girlman.
It's a girlman.
It's a girlman.
A girlman.
Girlmans. And now we know everything about each other. I know when she's getting hangry.
Yeah. Hangry, right? H-A-N-G-R-Y?
Yeah, hungry and angry, combination of two things that happen when you don't eat regularly enough.
She knows when I'm frangry.
Wait a minute, what's that one?
I don't know, I just...
That's not for listeners' ears.
No. Okay, all right.
It's when you get a bit, it's like the extended version of hangry.
Okay, well tell me, okay, so your boyfriend, he's in Texas?
He's in Texas, he doesn't live there, but he's working there, yeah.
Does he know where you are?
I don't know if he knows where I am. When did I speak to him last? Actually, I've got a missed call. He rang me earlier, so I should ring him back.
How's he going to send you flowers if he doesn't know where you are?
Oh, well, he slyly found out which hotel I'm staying at the other day. And I found out where he's staying, so I'm sending him a tea set.
Okay, that sounds cool. And what are you going to do for your Valentine?
Well, I actually sent all of my, girlfriends. Oh, Lauren's trying to make me laugh, and it worked. I sent all of my girlfriends back in London, and some in California as well, Valentine's Day cards. So I went through all of my old photos and the adventures that we had together and just sent all of my single friends, my fellow single girlfriends, cards to tell them that I love them and I'm thinking about them. And included in that list was my mother.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. So your Valentine is...
All of my single ladies.
All of my single ladies?
All of my single ladies, yeah. Okay.
And they make you smile how?
They make me smile for just being themselves. They're all a bit ridiculous. Actually, Lauren reminds me of them. They're wonderfully ridiculous, so that's why they make me smile.
So what am I getting?
It's a surprise.
Have you got me something?
Well, that... It's a surprise, so maybe
she hasn't got me anything.
There's still time. It's not till Sunday, right? All right, guys. Well, hey, thank you so much for... talking with me.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. I hope it's special.
All right.
Agreed. Me too. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Bye bye now.
Bye. Thanks.
Okay, let's go back to the phones. Who do we have?
I have three loose teeth.
What?
I have three loose teeth.
You have three loose teeth? Wow. Which ones?
Because you know what?
What?
Those two string teeth that I have? Yes. They're loose.
Oh, I'll be darned. Well, how old are you?
Five and a half.
Five and a half? And what's your name again?
Nick.
Your name is Nick? So, Nick, do you have a Valentine?
Yeah.
Who's your Valentine?
My mom.
Your mommy?
Yeah. I like my dad, too.
You like your dad, too? That's nice of you.
Yeah. We've been working on my mom, but... giving my dad a Valentine.
Oh, okay. Oh.
My dad didn't give my mom anything yet.
He didn't. But, you know, it's still pretty early. I bet he's going to get her something. I bet he already has something. He just hasn't had a chance to give it to her yet. How about that? What do you think?
Yeah. My mom had been giving stuff to my dad.
Oh. Does your dad make you smile?
Yeah.
Does your mom make you smile?
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, my school band doing good.
Your school's been doing good?
I get 3 days off.
Wow, 3 days off?
Uh-huh.
That's great. Did you get any Valentine's Day candy?
Yeah.
You did? Good. Sounds good. So, are you going to have a happy Valentine's?
Uh-huh.
So, Nick, do me a favor. After you have your Valentine's Day candy, you need to brush your teeth, okay?
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, Nick. Well, hey, thank you so much for calling. And I guess we will talk to you another time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye now.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Rygaard from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Rygaard. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode 423, and we are talking about how your Valentine makes you smile.
My name is Ashley. I'm an Ohio State student. I'm 20 years old, and my Valentine is my Great Dane puppy, Griffey, and he makes me smile because even after he tears up all of my stuff, he still cuddles with me every night.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. And how old is he?
He's 8 months old.
Oh, only 8 months. Okay, so is he sleeping through the night yet?
Until 6 a.m. maybe. He'll wake us up real early.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
No problem. Thank you.
My name is Lauren Palmer. I'm a junior at The Ohio State University. And my Valentine is my mom. She is my best friend, and we're going to spend the day together, and I think we're going to go to the movies.
Oh, cool. What movie are you going to?
We're going to go see How to Be Single, so ha ha ha.
How to Be Single? Wait a minute. You're not asking for a divorce, are you?
Oh, not. I hope not quite. I hope not. But, yeah, we're going to go see that movie, so it should be fun.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, so what's your name, please?
Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Doing all right. How are you?
Good. Okay, so do you have a Valentine?
I do have one.
Good. Can you tell me what about your Valentine makes you smile?
Well, my Valentine is my oldest son, and I think that what makes him special and makes me smile is when he mispronounces the word madre. Instead of saying madre, he says madre.
I couldn't even do that. Does that make me your Valentine because I can't pronounce it either?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him about that.
How old is he?
He's 19.
19. Okay. So, and what does that word stand for, by the way?
Mother.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's the Spanish form for mother.
Okay. I probably just sounded really stupid not knowing that, huh?
I don't think so.
Okay. And it's pronounced?
Madre.
Okay. I'm not even going to try to do that because my tongue doesn't do that. All right. Well, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
All right. So let's go to the phones again. We have caller on line number 2. How are you today?
I'm very good.
Good. What's your name?
Brian.
Good. Hey, who is your Valentine?
My wife.
Your wife? Good. Oh, I forgot to get an approximate age. Are you 20-ish, 30-ish, 40-ish?
30-ish.
30-ish, okay. And your wife. So tell me, what about your wife makes you smile as your your Valentine, your wife, what makes you smile?
Oh, well, she's awesome.
Okay.
She's an amazing cook.
An amazing cook.
Yep.
Okay, so a way to a man's heart is through his stomach?
Yep.
Something like that.
Well, mine at least.
Or yours, exactly. Okay. Well, that's great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Okay.
Happy Valentine's.
All right, you too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right, so hey, let's go to caller on line 3. How are you today?
I'm doing excellent. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
My name is Corey.
Approximate age?
And I am 33.
33, and what do you do for a living?
I'm a professor of psychology.
Uh-oh, he's going to analyze us.
Yes, no, I've got my own problems. I don't have time for anyone else's.
Okay, but I bet you get that a lot, don't you?
I do. Sometimes I tell people I'm a plumber just to avoid that.
All right. So tell me, who's your Valentine? And again, you can have more than one if you'd like. And what about them or it makes you smile?
Well, I'd say my main Valentine would be my wife. And the main thing, well, there's two main things that make me smile. One is that she seems to be the only person in the world that I think could actually put up with me for a prolonged period of time. I'm a bit of a goofball, and she seems to be just fine with the amount of eye rolling that she has to have during her average day, and I don't know if anyone else could really tolerate that. And then the other thing that makes me smile is she is currently carrying our first child.
Oh, awesome.
And yeah, and we're due in mid-July, and we'll actually, I believe, find out on Wednesday whether it's a boy or a girl, although we have a hunch that it's a girl based on just a feeling.
Okay.
But that makes me smile very much.
That's really wonderful. That's great. That's great. So let me think. Oh, I guess you won't be getting a Valentine's Day present for the baby yet because it won't be around yet.
No, although I generally give my presents in the form of food, so I think the baby will be receiving the present indirectly.
Okay, or you could rub a piece of chocolate on your wife's belly.
That'd be a waste of chocolate.
Oh, waste of chocolate. Okay. Hey, well, thanks so much for the call.
It was my pleasure. It's always great to talk to you, and I listen all the time, so it's really great to be on the air.
That's even better.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, so, hey, now it's time for me to talk about my Valentine, what it is about my Valentine that makes me smile. I don't usually get this much time to talk. So, I know it doesn't seem like that to you guys, but it's usually about the topic. All right, so my Valentine is my wife, Carrie. And if you've ever met her, you would know that I'm the lucky one, not her. That I kind of married above my pay grade, if you will. So, what I love about Carrie is her laugh. She lights up a room. Everybody knows that it's her when you hear that laugh, and people just automatically love her whenever they meet her for the first time. And so, yeah, it's really great to have someone. We've been married, actually, this year on August 7th will be 40 years. Isn't that cool? 40 years. So, anyway, Carrie, I love you, and I'm looking forward to another 40. All right, now, that's all the time we have. Be sure to tune in next week when I'm going to have, in the studio with me is Dee Anders, the CEO of Ronald McDonald House. We're going to talk about how we can help raise $100,000 for their charity by going to votecoachmata.com. And if you would please go there even this week, you'll see what it is. You have to vote for Coach Mata. And if we get enough votes, $100,000 goes to our local Ronald McDonald charity, the Ronald McDonald House. Okay? So don't forget to follow me on Twitter. And go to my office Facebook page, Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and like us. And be sure to join me next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.